in many school systems, you have special ed teachers also taking on the additional role of transition coordinator. And that's a very difficult thing to do. As a classroom teacher, you have all the duties that go with teaching. And then to add on the transition coordinator duties is asking a lot. In most cases, you end up with someone who can't do either job as well as they could if they were doing it as their only job. Usually it's the transition coordinator who organizes the interagency collaboration, the interagency team. They set dates and times to meet, they invite the agencies, they invite families or students, and they run those meetings. We find it's best if they do that in partnership with someone from the community so they have some help. The transition coordinator should be interfacing with the business community in terms of helping the schools find industries and businesses that are available for students with disabilities to do their work-based learning experiences in. It's a wide-ranging job, and it requires some flexibility. When you're tied to a classroom and a schedule, it's difficult to be a transition coordinator, to go to community meetings, to set those meetings up, to meet with businesses when they can meet. It's not something we recommend, but it's something that happens a lot. In addition to being the link between the school and the adult service agencies and the business community, often the transition coordinator may lead IEP meetings or at least be there so they can contribute to those meetings. They get involved in writing and helping formulate the transition component of the IEP for students who need it. The other thing that they will do is provide professional development and technical assistance. They may train the special ed teachers about the requirements of what needs to be in transition component of the IEP. They would maybe do training for the job coaches, professionals who are going to provide job coach services to students who are doing community jobs. They also may do some coaching for both the teachers and the paraprofessionals. So it's beyond working with the community agencies and the community in general. They also may do professional development within the school or across the school system.